أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق نبيه الرسول الكريم. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is a great blessing, brothers and sisters, to sit down and discuss the gleaming, enlightening words of Allah, the Holy Quran, the revelation, al-wahi, al-ilahi. As you know, there is nothing better than the Holy Quran to sit and read. One of our Imams, Imam Zain al-Abideen, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, if I had nothing in the world except the Holy Quran, I am satisfied. لا أبالي. I don't care about anything else. In other words, all what I need is to be alive and to have the Holy Quran as a companion. Salamullahi alayk. It is that important. The hadith said if somebody reads 10 verses from the Holy Quran, he will not be considered من الغافلين, among the heedless ones. If somebody reads 50 ayahs from the Holy Quran, he will be considered من الذاكرين, from the ones who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so forth until 1,000 ayahs per day. It's a long hadith. The chapter of today is Surah Al-Adiyat. Surah Al-Adiyat is 11 verses, and it's, some they say it is from Mecca, some say it is in Medina. It's been down in Al-Medina. The reason, Sabab al-Nuzul, the reason for bringing this verse down. We have many hadiths, but among them is this, that in a battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had sent several people to stop the enemies, and they could not be turned back, losing the battle and complaining that they were tough. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi appointed our grand master, our crown and prince, Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayh. They said, Ali, you go for this battle. And he went there. Subhanallah, he was a little bit late. Some of the people, some of the hypocrites start saying that they are all dead by now, because the first few times when they went to defend Islam, they came back as losers. So they said they are all dead. But in a short while, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi came back victorious, and he had chained the enemies with chains. So it's called Ma'arakat Dhat al-Salasil, the battle of the chains, because he changed the enemies together. The army of the enemy, they were chained together in his victorious act. Salamullahi alayka, Amir al-Mu'mineen. It is one of the greatest surahs. Imam al-Sadiq, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. I, a'udhu billah, from the word I, but it is a great recommendation that everyone should memorize this chapter. The hadith said, from Imam al-Sadiq, it said, whoever read this chapter, Surah Al-Adiyat, and read it a lot in his lifetime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him. Judgment day among the group of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi. So therefore, all of the Quran is great to memorize. All of the chapters are the gleaming, the cure for our chest and for our hearts. If somebody would like to be with Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, you're going to memorize this chapter and read it a lot. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal-Adiyati Dhabha. This chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the horses. The khayl. What kind of a khayl? It is really a beautiful description. Truly beautiful description for the horses. Allah began saying, I swear by the horses that they run and you will hear their breath coming out. It's beautiful, really beautiful description, illustration. You know, sometimes we see these in the television, and when the horses run and then their noses, you see them open and close because, you know, they have to take oxygen just like every other living animal. But it's really beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prescribing it, is describing this picture. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I swear by the horses that they run, and when they run, they breathe a little bit harder, and then you hold them to stop. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. SubhanAllah. Look at their feet. Sometimes when they run, you see that their horseshoes, their shoes, they hit the ground and you will see a spark of fire coming out. Beautifully it is. You know, if you want to see them during the night when they run, even horses by themselves, they are pretty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a beautiful world. Truly, we have to love this world. We have to look at it from the eyes of our master, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen loved this world. Look at his statement. He said, there was nothing more loving to the heart of Amir al-Mu'mineen than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we hear this statement. He said, I did not see anything. Ma ra'aytu shay'an. I did not see anything except that I saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before and after it and in it. SubhanAllah. This, although the statement saying that I'm seeing Allah with everything, but the deeper meaning is I love everything. And among them is the horses. Horses are very beautiful. Very beautiful creatures, obedient to human beings. Matter of fact, they're called Jawad. They are loyal and sincere to their masters. SubhanAllah. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. These horses, when they run, you will see that their shoes spark the fire, make spark when they run. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا. Usually, in the attacks, they try to attack at the crack of dawn, as they say. Now, we're talking about back then, of course, versus today. There are tanks, there are bombs, planes. I guess they don't care about morning or evening or whatever they feel like it. But still, sometimes they use this tactic of attacking at the crack of dawn. فالمغيرات. They attack the enemy at the morning, at the crack of dawn. Then what happens when they attack? Of course, usually the attack is almost at the strongest point of the battle. And that sudden attack, you will see, they will make a cloud of dust around them. SubhanAllah. Very beautiful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after this sudden attack, strong attack, فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمَعًا. Suddenly people are asleep, people are relaxed and they don't know what's happening. Suddenly you will see in the middle of them these forces with their knights that are on top of them, in the middle of them, and of course they win the battle. SubhanAllah. Very beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by this creature that He have created. That is beautiful. That is called a horse. All of these five chapters or four verses from the beginning, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا فَالْمُغْرِيَاتِ قَدْحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَا. Five verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by a horse and their movement and their usage and their benefit. How they the people use the horse for an attack. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a great warning. SubhanAllah. Brothers, it's really worth on a daily basis. Matter of fact, it is a hadith. To whether it's before a person goes to bed or in the morning or wherever, he sits down and he reckons himself. Daily basis, you reckon yourself. Muhasabatun nafs. It is one of the greatest recommendations for a person to sit down and to say, Ya Allah, what did I do today? And if it was a bad thing, he repents. If it was a hurt to someone, maybe he gives him a call and says, brother, maybe I hurt you. I'm so sorry. Did I say a word that, you know, I broke your heart? Did I say something not worthy of you? And so forth. You know, he reckons himself. Because we have a day that is called the Day of Reckoning. Yawmul Hisab. A day where we have nothing but time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sanafru lakum ayyuha thaqalan. I will make myself empty. In other words, I will make myself ready for you. Wow. Can you hear the word Allah is saying? I make myself ready. I will leave everything aside just to face you and reckon you and to see what you have done. And thaqalan means jinn and ins. SubhanAllah. So we should look at these verses with great weight. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَذَرُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا. And one day, these people, us, they leave behind a day that is very heavy. Very heavy. It is gone. وَأَنْذَرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. Then that day, everything is gone. Once we're dead, that's it. There is no point of return. That's it. We pass that. We will not be brought back. Yes, judgment day, we will be resurrected again with all of our deeds. They lock it up. And then if we have an atom of good deed or bad deed, it will come into our faces. And woe be to us if it's a bad deed. Ya subhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after five verses of swearing by one of His beautiful creatures, of course this is swearing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to open our eyes. Sometimes He swears by the sun, the moon, and other issues. And some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the horse. Everything that is in the existence is God's. So He can swear by whichever He wants. But since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, is knowledgeable, is khabir, is experienced, is basir, He sees, He wants us to take a lesson, even by Allah's swearing. So he does that. So we will open our eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ, surely a human being to his Lord, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is kanood. He is not thankful to his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the answer to his prayer is, and wallahi, you know, as we say, wallah, billah, tillah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing, saying that the human being is to his Lord, is unthankful. He's kafur. Kanood means kafur. And then he said, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, had given us every means to look at ourselves and to see whether we are good or bad. Whether it's the senses, such as our eyes, our ears, our thoughts and brain, or whether it's inner, like al-aql and the ration and the spirit, we have all the tools to see whether we are right or wrong. So therefore, we witness our own selves that we are right or wrong. You know, if you hurt someone, you know that you hurt him. Yes, you may hurt him at the time of anger, and you don't care at that moment. But subhanAllah, later on maybe, ourselves goes back to its normal state, and nafsil lawwama, the self that sits down and says, why did you do this? You shouldn't have done that. And it brings you back to that remorse. And you should apologize. You should ask forgiveness. Repent. So you could go back. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. He, his own self, he himself is a witness. He doesn't need tape recorders. But there are also witnesses. Not only yourself, but also tape witnesses. There are tape recorders. This world is a tape recorder, brothers and sisters. Judgment Day will come back, like a TV. You push the forward, the rewind, and it shows. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. SubhanAllah. Of course, in the battle that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi won, previous leaders, they did not win. Why they did not win? Out of fear that maybe I will die in this battle. Or maybe, matter of fact, they wanted Islam to die. Yes, subhanAllah. So out of the love for their own selves, maybe they went and they wanted to collect some loot out of the battle, but they realized that, well, I am not going to fight these guys. I may lose something bigger, that is my own self. So they went back cowardly, or they fled the battle, or they did not go to the battle. So why? Because of the purpose that they love money, they love self, they love the surrounding. That the surrounding of the loving surrounding is supposed to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded something, then his order, his command must be above materialistic issues. This dunya is all material. This dunya is called dunya, the lower level. The commands of Allah is the upper level. So if you sacrifice the lower level for the sake of the higher level, you buy it. Allah will give you more. It's just like, let me put it for the sake of argument, you put a dollar down as sadaqah so you could gain 10 in return. Who would not do that? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran said, you put a dollar down and I give you 700, and that is in number. Then wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies that, a number that is infinite. So you put a dollar down, you gain infinity from Allah. Okay, you want to be loving the khair, you want to be loving money, you want to be loving dunya, love it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in a warning. He gave us another warning. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Doesn't he know that one day when the graves, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ, one day when the graves will be open and you will be resurrected back. Now, some people, they see this as an extremely difficult matter. Brothers, it is not difficult at all. Especially for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created us from nothing. At least right now there is something. All what you have to do is putting it back together. But previously, there was nothing. And He created us. So He can't put us back together. But let me kind of give you my personal experience in the matter. Sometimes when I go to the centers, you know, for speeches, and let's say that there are thousands of people, masjids, Husayniyas, you see thousands of people. And suddenly I see that, for instance, the kids, they go play here and there, you know, a mother and a father, and let's say that they have five or six or seven children, they're playing around sometimes. And then the Husayniya finishes. Suddenly I see that mother standing somewhere. All of her children go back to her, including her husband. So you see, her husband sees, okay, where is my beloved wife? He goes, he sees her there, and the children go right with them. And then they go all together home. Now think about yourself. As I heard from one of our scholars, he said that our spirit will be connected to one cell in our body. And as you know, DNA only pertains to you. Every cell in your body has the characteristic of you and you alone and nothing else in this universe. So what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the cells. Let's say for the sake of argument, somebody says, well, what if somebody fell into the water and 10,000 fish ate him? Fine, let him be ate by 10,000 fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once He resurrects, all of these cells will come back to life and they started looking for their mother cell. And they just go back together and then they will be together and you will be back. Resurrection. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the grave somehow and you come out. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. And then whatever is in the graves, they will come out. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Wow. Then whatever is in the hearts will be brought out. Just like a chest, a normal chest. You open it up. What do you have in that chest? SubhanAllah, just since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a warning, brothers, you may open that chest and you will see beautiful treasure inside. And God forbid for those bad people, inshallah, it is not you, inshallah, make dua for me, it is not me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then if you open that chest, then you may see scorpions and snakes. It's all for you. It's going to be in your bed. Is going to be with you, stuck to you forever and ever and ever. Fire, zakum, the tree that is in the hellfire. Ya subhanAllah, wa hussila ma fi as-sudur. And that chest will be open, and everything that is inside our chests will be out. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts Himself into the picture, said, "Inna Rabbahum bihim yawma idhin lakhabir." SubhanAllah. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is experienced? Definitely when he is experienced for our actions, definitely he knows what we are doing. Here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I think when he said, ma fi sudur, why is it ma fi sudur? Because everything is related to an intention. A look, for instance. Someone may look at a mercy, someone may look at a lust. The one who is looking at a mercy, at an orphan, for instance, will be rewarded. So it goes to his chest as a beautiful treasure. Someone who is looking for something haram, or for a materialistic issue, mundane, bad issue, then something bad will be created in his heart. It is an intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever you do, you may be rewarded for what the intention that you do. Even a person, astaghfirullah, maybe he goes to a bar and his intention is there is a person who's going there. He's not supposed to be going. Let me go stop him. Get him out of the hellfire. He's throwing himself into the hellfire. Let me go and maybe I open his eyes. I'm pulling him out of that bad place. And of course, another one may be going to, God forbid, that bad place for an issue of having fun, or for an issue, as they say, for his own selfish thing. These two, because they have two different intentions. Intention usually is hidden. I don't see why the person came to my house. I don't know why. His intention is the one that shows, and that shows in Judgment Day. That shows that visit, whatever it is, even a prayer. A person may pray, but for what intention? Is he praying because he's thinking, Ya Allah, this is a duty, you commanded me, and I must answer. Yes, sir, Ya Allah, I am going to answer, like they say it in the army or in the navy. Or he is praying because there are about 5-6 people around him and he wants to let them think that he is a good prayer so he can cheat them and gain the money. So it is intention. These chests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let their intentions and the deeds out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely experienced for whatever is in our hearts, in our chests. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ Khabir is not only experienced, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us its news in Judgment Day. خَبَرْ أَخْبَرَ يُخْبِرُ خَبِير He will tell us about it in Judgment Day. Truly, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us always be in a state of awareness. State of heed, paying attention to our deeds. Ya Allah, let us understand your words. Let these words affect our hearts. So we will reckon if we did something bad. And if we did something good, we will do that more and more and more. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us be among the ones that you have chosen as the pure Ahl Bayt Rasulullah. So we will be closer and closer to you and to you alone, Ya Allah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.